Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Oh, we recording? Are we ready to start the show? Well, shit. Well, okay. Well, Frank, we ready to go.
Oh, great.
All right, we good. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special guest in the house. But before we introduce our special guest, we want to thank the Sellies for coming on in, handling the Snapchat and all the fucked up pictures they take of us. It's beautiful. If you guys checked out last Instagram last week, Sean was doing the hot busted bend over contest. And unfortunately, he got third place. So, Sean, we want to give you a huge shout out for that contest. So we got Sean in the building. We've got Frank in the house.
Yeah.
And we have Mr. Hollywood.
Should know.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any problems with anything that he is saying, you're more than welcome to reach out to Frank at frank@obsbeers.com. As you guys know, he is very fluent in hip-hop or Blackanese. So if you're having any problem, send it to him and go, what did he say? And then Frank will go ahead and tell you.
He said hi.
There you go. All right, guys. Yeah. So right now, today's show is basically dedicated to the one, the only Modern Times, which surprisingly, we are now getting in Las Vegas, Nevada in full steam. They're like rolling the shit out. So, Hollywood, so what we do is we kind of just, before we actually start the show, we do a shameless plug. So with you, how can they get a hold of you if they're really going to be entertained by you tonight on the show, and they're like, wow, I want to get to know who that asshole is, how can they find you?
Oh, find me in a, I gotta find my Twitter account.
All right, we'll go ahead and wait for you to go ahead and be prepared, because somebody's never been interviewed. All right, Frank, how have you been?
Great, how are you?
I'm fantastic. If folks need to get a hold of you, Frank, where are they going to go?
Check me out at obsbeers.com. On the contact page.
Boom. Same thing for me as well. Also, make sure you head over to obsbeers.com. Right on the homepage is all of our social media. What kind? Head over there and find out. All right. Are we ready, Hollywood?
Yeah. At for Ray Busa. So four and then Ray Busa.
That's it. What platform is that? That kind of narrows it down.
Twitter.
That's a Twitter handle.
Twitter handle.
Is there anything else that you got out there that they might want to be interested in?
You also have a Periscope, and it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yep. At
for Ray Busa.
For Ray Busa.
And?
And I have Instagram as well.
Fantastic. now.
Is it for Ray Busa?
It's Hollywood, baby.
Damn.
That's the only one that got switched.
Consistency,
up.
Man.
Yeah, it was almost there. Almost there.
Great way to brand recognition yourself.
Yeah, no.
Like, I want a Busa now, but it's whatever. So,
gotta get it.
So, Frank, we're doing Modern Times, right?
Yes.
Have you had Modern Times before?
Here and there.
How about you, Mr. Hollywood?
That's a big negative there, buddy.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Sean, have you ever had Modern Times?
I don't think so.
Oh, fair enough. I've had a few myself, but I went to the store, and sure enough, and there's just so many, like, you know, after we had done podcasting, we're going to be live reviewing a few more items. There's a lot of shit, huh, Frank?
Yes, there is.
All right, so without further ado, guys, so we can get going on the show, what are we drinking tonight, Frank?
City of the Sun, which is an IPA. Blazing World, which is a Hoppy Dank Amber. Black House, which is a stout. And Loma Land, which is a Saison.
All right, Frank, let's go ahead and give it to Hollywood. Hollywood, so we do two things. One is for dessert, which means we're going to do, that's the one we want last.
Okay.
And then which one are we going to start off with? So since you're our guest today,
okay,
what would you like to do?
Let's go ahead and I need to wake up, so let's start off with some coffee.
Okay.
Some stout coffee.
All right, and what do you want to end it with? What looks delicious to you that you want to end with?
Let's go with the Saison.
All right, fair enough. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that sweet-ass transitional sound. That's fucking Sean right there. I like that shit, Sean.
Nice transition, Sean. Nice.
Fuck yeah, Sean. Well done. Kept me wet. I like that.
I don't know about that, but...
Then you aren't letting Sean's work get to
Way
you.
To go.
Oh, okay, fine. Frank's like, hurry the fuck up. What are we drinking?
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah, sure. Again, from Modern Times. This is called City of the Sun. These guys are out of San Diego, California. This is their Hoppy Juicy IPA. Let's see. It's 5 SRMs, 75 IBUs. If you really care, the final gravity of this beer was 1.010. I'm not going to tell you anything else about it, other than if you want more information on these guys, moderntimesbeer.com.
Oh, there's one more piece. There's one more piece. Oh, wait a minute. We messed up. What was the beer you wanted to start off with?
Bam.
Oh, sure okay. Enough. Fantastic. Hey, Sean, are you able to do a rewind transition?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, can you throw that in, but don't edit this part out?
Gotcha.
All right, can you make it sound like right now? Thank you. Hey. Go ahead. Hi, guys.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back from Modern Times out of San Diego, California. We're drinking something called Black House, which is their coffee roasty stout. It is 33 SRMs, 40 IBUs, and the final gravity, if you really care about that, was 1.018. If you'd like more information on these guys, it's www.moderntimesbeer.com.
Fantastic. I'm so glad you picked that first beer, Hollywood. I am so glad.
I really wanted to do the
this one first.
The IPA first, but
we had a guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, can I have your glass, please?
Normally Frank is the one, because like, he sets the tone for the show.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's just how it is.
Right.
But since you're a guest, I figured we'd give Frank a break.
Okay.
You know. And where's Sean's glass? Oh, I see it's right there. Yeah, Sean ain't getting out of this. Oh, he ain't getting out of this right. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then we got one more for the Sellies. Where's that glassware? We can't leave him out. Oh, I like how Mr. Sellies back there looking at porn. I like that. It's beautiful.
I'm running.
That's what they want you to do, player. All right, guys. Let's go ahead. Cheers to the smell.
To the smell.
All right, so let's work the room around. All right, Hollywood, what do you smell?
Nothing.
So there's no fragrance whatsoever? Nothing at all?
I smell glass right now.
All right, this thing that came out of the can smells like glass.
Glass can. All
right, so that's, there's nothing wrong if you're not
like
getting
can. It smells like a can.
Okay, so you're not getting any fragrance off the beer. Okay, Frank.
Not sinuses.
It's 5.8% ABV. I know I forgot that part.
Okay.
So, man, it's like I've never done this before.
It happens.
5.8% ABV, so it's not boozy.
Nope.
I'm not getting much of anything. It's going with glass and water.
Glass too.
Okay, so for this particular beer, there is a actual nutty profile to it. Almost watered down chocolate coffee mocha. It's super watered down, which if you're a person who were doing things textbook style, this fragrance or the body of it would come off as a porter. because it's more watery than anything. It's very light and watery, but it's a stout. Am I right, Frank? Is this a stout?
It is a stout.
But there is a very delicate, roasty, almost walnut mocha fragrance, if you will. But it's not something you need to be digging in. It's not...
In the back end.
It starts to pick it up.
It's not strong.
It's just, here's the beer.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Frank, we've done many beers hands down with no fragrance, and we're like, the taste will kick your ass. So let's go ahead and get down to the taste. Cheers.
Cheers.
See, that's enjoyable. That's light. I would say this would rope people in for stouty stouts overseas or low ABV. That's how that is. It's low ABV. So this is kind of almost classical in a sense with just roasted profiles, but the coffee's kicking in.
The coffee's on there strong, very strong.
Like grainy, like the grinds. It's right there, right on the top of the back of your tongue. And then when you swallow it, it's almost chocolatey, milk chocolatey. As it wants to be creamy, but it's not. And I like it. This is like your daily six, or you're at a bar and you really don't want to get trashed. You're just like, you know what? I'll sip on this because I like dark beers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone of you guys can jump on in on what your experience.
I agree with you 100%. That was amazing. I mean, I like coffee, so this is great. Great to me.
Anything else? Of course you agree with it, but anything for you that's memorable on this? Something you like about it? Something you don't like about it? Be honest.
Not having a smell at the beginning and then tasting it.
Okay.
Like, because a lot of people, I smell things and, okay, what does it smell like? And then you kind of get a false idea on what it is and then you taste it. So, without
does that happen to you with pussy?
You know what?
Thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, it smelled nice and then it tastes bad.
And then it was like, God,
yeah, this is horrible. Dude, and then you hit me in the face with a dick. All right, Frank, what do you got?
It's a mess.
Well,
I like the look on your face.
I think that it tastes a lot like it smelled. I think it's kind of watery.
Okay.
I definitely got the coffee, like coffee house coffee. A little, possibly over roasted.
Okay.
At least for my palate. A little bit of chocolate, but kind of washed out.
Right. I think they're just playing along with the ABV. Like, I don't think this was one of those, get them out, get the beer out. I don't think it was like that.
I don't think they do that with anything, but...
But you get what I'm saying? It's not okay, we know what we're doing. This is like something for just that niche of person that's looking for the coffee and looking for a good beer and nothing too sweet, nothing too coffee. This is just really light. This is like definitely beginner and definitely get your foot in the door with Modern Times. I think this is a great start to the show.
Yep.
Okay, now, Sean, thanks for that transition. We're going to go ahead and grade this. Hollywood, what do you give it?
4.7.
Okay, why? That's pretty high.
Because I like coffee and I like the chocolate taste to it.
So this wasn't overbearing or anything like that?
No, it wasn't overbearing,
like that.
Something that I would drink. So that's why I'm rating how I like it.
All right, fair enough.
4.7.
Frank?
I'm going to go 3.25.
Okay.
So roughly average. I can't really say more.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. And this is going to get worse. I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Nothing bad about it. Nothing great about it. What I like about it, and there's only one thing. Everybody can get down with this. And if everybody had one, we're all going to gladly drink this and just get it over with for some. And for the others, I could savor this. Like Hollywood could savor it. Frank would be like, I'm just going to drink it and say thank you.
Right.
But other than that, this is a great start to the show, guys. We'll be right back. All right. That's 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 that. Man, Sean, that's crazy. You got me on repeat. That's dope. Thanks, Pippin. Yo, you're a genius, kid. Killing the game. Guys, check him out on the SoundCloud. If he has one. I don't know. Just look it up. All right, Frank, what are we next up with? Matter of fact.
Thought he was on MySpace.
Is he on MySpace?
I think so.
He's on MySpace. I better not be on this top 8. All my people know when I associate with the fucker.
He's friends with Tom.
Let me find out. Are you friends with Tom?
That's it. It's my top one.
Nice. Our top one. Alright, what are we drinking? What are we drinking? Drinking. Sean, quit it. Fucking have me on repeat. Pete. God damn it.
Well, this is the one that we had started talking about, so let's go back to it. This is called City of the Sun.
No, Frank, he wanted to do that one last.
No, he didn't.
Ask him.
No.
Ask him.
No, he went for this one.
Oh, I don't...
And I'm not saying which one.
Oh, but he went for that one.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
This is a IPA.
Yeah.
It is 7.6% ABV.
For sure.
5 SRMs, 75 IBUs, final gravity 1.010. If you want more information on these guys, look them up on Twitter at Modern Times Beer.
Beer.
Guys, please.
Man, Shana, you sound. Dude, did you just put me underwater?
Oh my god,
fire.
Fire.
Fucking genius over here.
Could you pass me Sean's glass, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get in there with Sean.
Get her done.
I like the color.
Yeah.
And some. Oh, there you go.
Aroma strong.
All right, let's go ahead and get down to the smell.
You're not supposed to smell it yet, man.
I didn't. It was just right in my face.
Damn.
It was in my face.
Say it to my face. Say it to my face.
Cheers to the smell.
Oh. To the smell.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this fragrance is extremely botanical, hoppy, dankish, and if you are a part of the green variety of smoke, it will remind you of what you might have to do in your car after the show.
Good thing, yeah.
Smoke weed, apparently.
Oh,
yeah, it's, you know, Sean is a... I don't know if the technical term for a weed head that's that addicted is a base head, but
it's not. Say, I don't free base weed.
Free base. He's in the corner, weed. Just
yeah. Ah.
He's a fucking foil.
I didn't know the term. I'm not
this sweet.
I got you.
I appreciate it. All right, so this definitely smells like it's definitely herbish, plantish, hoppy, piney, sticky, icky, wee.
Yep.
It's heavy duty hops in it, so yeah.
Also juicy.
Yeah, makes your
palate. Got a lot of citrus to it.
What citrus did you pull out of it?
I put orange peel.
Tangerine.
I'll go with both those orange bodies, absolutely. I'm getting maybe a touch of lime and grapefruit,
so I'm
getting some of that. So it's got a ray of citrus body to it, but it smells heavy, smells plantish, juicy, all that good stuff. Hollywood, what you got?
Same thing. I mean, everything you said, as soon as he poured it, I didn't even want to sniff it, and it was just like there in my face. In your face.
Yeah. Normally when I pull honey out, I usually say the cone, the nectar of it, the honey, not without the cone. So, yeah, the honey.
Right. The honey.
Well,
butthole.
The honey.
The honey. Absolutely. Frank, you're right.
Articles.
I love articles. Article 756.
All right.
Sean, stop with the sound effects, please. You're going to ruin the show if we haven't already. To the taste?
To the taste. Please.
Key. You'll have to swish it in the fucking mic.
I'm sorry, I thought they wanted to have more of a...
They don't! They don't want that, Key! They want to drink beer, Key!
Sorry, folks. I wanted to get you guys into the story, you know? Like when you watch porn, you don't just watch it, you know? I want you to get involved.
Touch the screen.
Okay, first off...
That almost came up.
So, Hollywood.
That was very... grapefruit strong.
Okay.
Grapefruit strong, the peel, the rind, all that behind the grapefruit. That's what I got out of the most.
Nice.
That was it. And then gave me a dry palate afterwards, which the peel does.
No, I appreciate your input on this, but I was going to ask you about, you know, before you talk, we were talking about that porn thing. I was getting ready to ask you about your favorite porn, but that's fine. Whatever you just painted was beautiful. That was great.
Yeah, I mean, well, fantastic. The porn, I mean, that does
No, we're
well
past
sometimes.
That now.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Yeah. Frank.
Skeet.
Yeah, hi.
Your turn.
Let's see.
On the porn, not the beer. I think I need someone that... Go ahead, Frank. What do you got on the beer?
I agree with Hollywood. Lots of grapefruit, whole fruit. Also, a lot of orange and tangerine to me, again. But again, whole fruit. So, peel, pith, meat, seeds, leaves, stems, the whole thing.
Whole kit and caboodle.
Where it smelled kind of dank and hop aggressive, it doesn't come across like that, unless you're counting that kind of heavy citrus. And it's got a pretty dry bite at the end of it.
Absolutely. I agree with both you guys. The body of itself is all citrus. excuse me. We're talking like, you know, the orange, the tangerine, whole fruit. I'm definitely getting, at the beginning and at the end, I'm getting ruby red grapefruit, so I'm getting grapefruit body. Then, of course, the tannins are kicking in, so it kind of dries you out secretly, because while it's drying you out, you're automatically salivating in your mouth. It's already releasing. Yeah. So you're going to be confused thinking, was it dry? It is, because your mouth is starting to fill up, and next thing you know, you're all on your friend's face, and it's like, was it a bukkake party? See how I brought back the porn? See? Bukkake, so I'm pretty good at that. Yep. So I brought that back. You know, boomerang. Nice. So, no, this is outstanding. Now, you know me. I'm not a person that likes IPAs. Usually they run the same gambit, but this is nice, and it's creamy. Mm-hmm. It's frothy. It's almost like an Orange Julius. Maybe some vanilla bean?
I'm getting
a little, because on the frothy, the frothy note, some of that right there. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and grade it. All right, Hollywood, starting with you.
Four or five.
Hollywood. Boy, he's high tonight, ain't he? All right,
so he is.
All right, why?
So he is.
Why? Other than you liking it, what is it? I need something a little different on this one.
Okay, let's see.
Other than you liking it, what is it that's memorable about this for you?
The grapefruit, the ruby red grapefruit, and that it's an IPA. And it's like this, I usually, IPAs don't never taste like this when I grab them. You know, it's different. It was like, wow, I'll remember that.
Fair enough. All right, Frank.
I'm going to go 4.25 because it surprised me. I was expecting it to be more hop aggressive, kind of dank, bitter, and got a lot more citrus than I was expecting.
Okay. 4.3. I agree with both you guys right off the bat. And again, I was surprised by it. I would definitely do this again. This would be part of my daily six if I were to go pick it up all the time. Great job, Modern Times. We really enjoy this one. And so far, it's like progressing. Like, I'm glad we started off with the simple tasting beer. Now we're moving up in flavor. And let's keep that going, guys. We'll be right back.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that transition right there, my God. Sean?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Not that big of a deal.
No, it was beautiful. Frank, was it beautiful?
Awesome.
Angelic almost? Yeah. Nobody in their right mind has ever, in the history of transitions, ever put a train whistle and a truck horn at the same time.
God damn it.
On the transition.
Now I have to put a fucking train whistle. A what?
Listen, guys, Sean is amazing.
Thanks, dude.
Sean, right now, can I get a cow mooing real quick?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Frank, what are we doing, bud?
All right, so this one is called Blazing World. It's an amber. It's 6.8% ABV. If you want, I'll read the rest of it. 11 SRMs, 85 IBUs. The final gravity was 1.008. If you want more information on these guys, look them up on Facebook. Modern Times is your friend. That's awesome.
Done.
Can I see the other can real quick, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All the cans say it.
This beer is vegan.
Okay. They're vegan?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Every beer has been vegan. That is awesome. So vegans, for some reason, somebody thought of you while making beer.
There it is.
You're a piece of shit.
Why am I a piece of shit?
You know why. I don't have to tell you anything.
Oh, because somebody was like, well, you know, we want all the money. This is what we need to do. It is. Okay, first off.
This is a dead end.
No. You mean dead beef end? Oh.
Hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
Is it vegan?
Of course not. It's a hot dog. It's the parts nobody wanted to eat. To the smell. Funny, how do you get vegan in that fragrance?
Doesn't smell like any animal. It's incredible.
Oh my. No, there's the iodine. There's the blood. The blood smell of the Betamax. Okay, whoever wants to jump in.
It's weird. All I smell is milk, cheese, and eggs.
This is horrible. Sorry, Modern Times.
It comes across amber, kind of malty, caramelly, but it's one of the things they put on the can is hoppy and dank, and it comes across that. It smells more like an IPA, like maybe a red IPA,
right,
or an amber IPA, but it has those two qualities, the caramel, kind of biscuity, malty, and then pretty aggressively hopped.
Yeah, I think the dank aspect of it is more plantish.
Yes.
So it's extremely botanical. Man, it's oily, again, resiny, piney. It's a beast of a fragrance, so it's kind of deceiving a little bit as far as an amber. But it also has a couple of the other characteristics. I smell a little bit of the metallic that I usually get with my ambers and my reds. So that's definitely identifiable. It's has a full body, so it comes off to my palate, on my nose. It's going to be extremely a full body feel in the mouth, thick. Hollywood.
In the mouth.
Yeah, I really don't have nothing much to add. I smell the metalish, the botanical, whatever you call it, the flowers and shit.
Great description. Good. We follow.
I do smell sweetness, some type of candy in here.
Nice. I candy to lure people into your van.
Come get my candy.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Hansel and Gretel syndrome. Love it.
Something like that. It's like, come on, little boy.
That's a good line.
But everything you guys said, I have nothing to add. That's everything. Yeah.
Little sweet coming down the banister. Now time to taste you.
I think that was taste. Wait, Frank. Frank, I believe.
Calm down.
Frank, I believe that was black for taste.
Was it?
Yeah. There it is.
Totally missed it.
Okay, the dank is very heavy on it.
Oh, wow.
Where it wasn't a fragrance, it's definitely in the mouthfeel. But it is extremely creamy, and the citrus notes are rivaling right next to the bitterness. So definitely orange, tangerine. I'm going to throw in a little cherry and still grapefruit peel to give it that drying aspect, the yellow kind, or maybe a touch of ruby red. Overall, I think even for the ABV, what was the ABV, Frank?
I want to say 6.8. Give me a second to find it. Where are you? 6.8.
It comes off a little bit boozy. I wanted to know, it's a little boozy. It's got a little astringent sting to it.
Yeah.
So I actually enjoy this. This is something I would get down with constantly. This is pretty good.
I feel like I ate a bowl of potpourri. if I would eat a bowl of potpourri.
So it would taste like this? Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it. No, a bowl of potpourri. Oh, somebody's poor. What's for dinner, Ma? Potpourri, bitch. Eat your holiday seasonings. Mom, but it's February. Frank, what about you? Guys, you ever have one of those parents that you're just trying to have a little fun and the stern one just looks at you like, I hope you fucking move out like now. Like, I'm not proud of you every day over there, Sean?
Yeah.
Guys, Sean's so hot to the girls, he lives with his parents.
I've never had that happen.
You've never had someone look at you like, what are you doing?
No.
Could you look at us like that?
I know.
Constantly. Constantly.
Oh, thanks, Dad. What do you got on that taste?
It tastes more like an IPA. Just the aggressiveness of the hopping.
Yeah.
It's piney, resiny, oily. It's got grapefruit to it, but it's plain old run-of-the-mill yellow grapefruit. Not much of the meat, more of the pith and the peel.
Right.
Super drying. Kind of coats your mouth.
Yep.
A little numb.
Now, see, I think it's that dank part. I think that's why they're throwing that in there.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we're going to be hoppy.
Let's get it.
I actually am enjoying this.
Yeah.
Make it hoppy, baby. Make it hoppy. Sean, are you okay over there?
I'm okay.
Show us on the can where he touched you. That's that look. Like, this is raping his mouth down in the bottom area. Wait, what did Frank say? Is swim trunk area?
Swimsuit area?
Yeah.
Swimsuit area.
Wow. All right, let's rate it. This is really good. I'll go first. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 4.5. What makes this beer remarkable, hands down, is the hoppiness that's deceiving. It's slightly aggressive, and then it actually has a great aftertaste. It's not too drying to where you're like, okay, I have to hurry up, but it's enough to go, all right, at some point, you need the quench to start. So it's got that steady all night type ordeal going. Whoever's next, jump in.
I'll go 4.5. It kind of fools you because although it's an amber, it really comes across more as an IPA. It does have the sweetness of the amber, but it's so hop aggressive that I would think it points more towards an IPA. But I really enjoyed it. It was really, really nice.
All right, my man.
Okay. 4.5 with you guys, man. You know what? Let me up it 4.6. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I know. 4.5 for all the way across. I like it. Fuck. I really like it.
Nah, I'm just giving you shit.
No, it's good. It's good. You know, it's something I'll continue to drink.
Fair enough. Sean.
This is the only one you asked me about.
Because that face was most epic.
You're like,
you look like you just found out, like, your dog is gay. And you live in like this Christian household, and you're like, okay, they're about to put him down. So you're like, what? Why? No, no, not the dog. No,
no, no. I wasn't ready.
So that look on your face, bro.
It's 2-7.
That's all I need. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Check out this sweet ass transitions of chicken screaming, clucking.
Cluck.
Screaming, chicken yeah. clucking, yeah, cluck. Getting raped. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Remember a time when you used to go out to the corner store for grandma and get yourself, I don't know, a Bud Light and a Budweiser? Well, I'm here today. Those days are over. Now, if you want to know what to get pulled back, get lit, use the AF, and all that yah for you millennials, head on over to obsbeers.com. Listen, take it from me, Mr. Uncle Bear Touch. Obsbeers.com.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Obsbeers.com. That's your Frank.
Who let this old fucking man in
Frank,
here?
You remember when we were young, we used to play stick the butt? Listen, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're going to catch up and play stick the butt, Frank. You remember you used to lose all the time. Now,
OBS. Get the fuck out of here.
OBSBeers.com.
Yeah.
Rebellion, small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that commercial. That gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, for the women who got wet, that sound, ladies and gentlemen, right there, that is Sean's uncle, Resnardo. I don't know why he put the S in there, but it's Resnardo. Last name, Resnardo. I don't know why it's doubled up. Or wait, did you just double echo me? Echo me? Echo me? Echo me? Echo me? Holy shit, sounds good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to do this last beer, so let me ask Hollywood. Hollywood, are you having a good time?
Oh, hell yeah.
Fantastic. He is very, very uppity, folks. I mean, we did a couple of rails before, but you know, it is what it is. I thought it was still Christmas.
Hell of a drug.
Yeah, we can't say the cocaine. Sugar booger.
Sugar boogers?
Sugar. No, I'm just kidding, folks. We don't do drugs. Well, that you know of. All right, so Frank.
Yep.
Last but not least, what is the beer?
This is called Loma Land. It's their Saison. 5.5% ABV. 2.5 SRM. 30 IBUs. Final gravity was 1.007. If you want more information on these guys, check out their website, moderntimesbeer.com. Forget the damn motor car and build the cities for lovers and friends.
Oh my God. Comfort. I like the pop cherries.
Wrap it up. Quote.
Nice little quote. On this,
yeah. I like that quote. Yeah, hell right yeah. That shit's inspirational.
It's
like a good brisk.
Okay.
You don't know what a brisk is? Sean?
Talking about a brisk.
Yeah, a brisk.
Not a brisk.
Right. a brisk. A brisk biter.
Right.
Yeah.
It's brisk.
Right. I love brisk. I love them on ladies. I like any size.
Brisket. Yeah. And a brisket.
I love brisk. Hey, yeah.
Why did you do it?
Hello,
Governor. I don't know what the hell you're
good
talking
day,
about.
Good day.
Titty.
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 Skin is Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Fucking no.
No, the mic's not on.
What happened to the show?
I don't know. We were over here trying to talk about this beer and smelling them.
Doing a show, guys.
Fuck.
Gosh.
Talk after.
Wait till the commercial.
Okay. Here we go. To the smell.
Are we live?
No shit, we're not live.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good one to end it on.
This is
a weird smell.
All right, so what we got going on here is funk. We got a little bit of the feet, the twang. It's almost Goza or Berliner Weiss fragrance a little bit. It definitely smells minerally, so it has some sort of mineral property. So I know it says rustic, but it's got this metallic sour body to it, and it's putting off a tropical hit. So like pineapples, cherries, maybe some strawberries, guava-ish, kiwi. It's like right around there, and then as far as the citrus goes, you're definitely looking at, for me, lemon, lime, grapefruit with pineapple. I'm going to go with that. I think that kind of breaks it and sums it up for
everything.
For me.
For me, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think so.
Frank, it's your turn to close out the show, then. Thanks, Hollywood. Have a good night.
I did get a back room, kind of, at the beginning, a piecemeal.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. So it smelled a little...
Yeah, it smelled a little dead, like that dank piss smell. But I think it might be because of the can as well, too. I don't know. I'm not a professional here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll work on that phrase, piss. We apologize. We have another person who talks about bodily fluids on beer. It's interesting. So, Chris, we see you.
Yeah?
Yeah, here's a story. We were doing a beer review, Hollywood, and he said, it smells like feces. And that actually brewery was watching us live.
Oh, man.
I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then the brewery emailed me and says, yeah, he's absolutely right. And I was kidding. No, but he said it, and I was like, fuck, you have to use a better term. We'll work on you, Hollywood.
Okay, yeah. I'm working on it. Still working on it, folks.
Wow,
it
smells like piss. All right, well, fair enough. Frank.
Hi, yeah.
Is there a high urine smell going on here?
No, I don't smell the pee, thank God. It's definitely funky, but light, citrusy, somewhat malty. I think it's going to be a little sweet and sour.
Okay. A little biscuit body, huh?
Maybe.
All right, well, let's get down with it. Put it in your mouth holes. Okay, a lot of biscuit. Very thick. It's got almost a orange juice hit.
Yes.
And then right when you swallow it, it's got this botanical twang. Definitely earthy. A lot of earth going on. And then, like I said, it kind of tastes either like a salty Goza or a salty Berliner Weiss. It's something salty on the back end on this thing. Actually, probably out of all these, this one's probably my favorite. All right, Hollywood, love the face. Love the face. What's going on over there?
It was just, you said salty, and I could just think of that. When you said salty, all I could think of was some other thing I said earlier. I mean, jeez.
I can see it going through his fucking head, dude. As soon as you said salty, he went...
Oh, shoot, I can't even... So...
Okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry that we're Hollywood. Hollywood's a little excited when we think about. Let's see if I can narrow this down.
He really likes pee.
He really is it.
Wait. R. Kelly.
Okay.
Got it.
Other than this obsession of urine, Hollywood, what else are you tasting on this beer, dude?
No, I did taste the orange juice.
Okay.
I do taste that, so it is in there.
All right.
I'm going to leave it alone right there.
Frank, you have a lot to work with right now.
Come on, Frank, bring it home.
Well, let's see. I'm thinking earthy. Juicy on the light side. It's got a good twang to it. It's not sour.
Or pee.
We have to save this.
So it's not coming through as a sour. It's not tart like a Goza. It's exactly what it's built to be. It's a saison. It's a farmhouse style ale. It has a funk to it, but I don't think it's overpowering. I think it blends well with the flavor you're getting from the hops as well as the malt.
Well balanced.
Yes.
Beautiful. ABV was just right.
Yeah.
Overall experience with this is phenomenal. So I'll go ahead and I'll start.
Please.
I want to go ahead and give this. I'm definitely going to put this at 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Easy drinking. We know devastatingly powerful at ice cold levels, and then it works its way down to the room temperature where we're at, it becomes a powerhouse. I think this is a hell of a summer beer, a hell of a grab, and overall, great experience. All right, Hollywood, what you got?
Now, if it had some ice, then it might be like lemonade. So,
okay, a little
four,
lemonade.
4.5. 4 again.
All right, fair enough.
If it was cold on some lemon.
Okay.
Aid.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Frank.
I'm going to go 4.5 as well. Definitely well above average. This is something I could drink often. This is a warm weather kind of beer. It's not hardy enough to carry through the winter, me personally. But I think after a hard day working outside during the summer, this would be really thirst quenching, really nice.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for Two for the Road. Oh, and check out this transition. of a car crash, a fighter jet, like like that, and a tugboat going, ooh, ooh. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Frank, take it away.
So we're at the end of our show. We like to do a little thing we call Two for the Road, where we get to ask each other two questions. Repeat the questions. Got to be related to the beers we had tonight. Hollywood. Understand?
Okay, we're good now. You heard the whole shit up for it.
All right. So you get to ask one person a question, then they'll get to ask blah, 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 blah. All right, so Hollywood, why don't you go first?
Okay, this is a... can I do a twofer for both of you guys, or one person?
One person.
One person. And another one.
Related to the beers.
Yeah. Yep.
Got you.
He's fire.
Did that last one...
Who are you asking?
Frank.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
And another one.
Did you get that? You didn't get no hint of piss?
No. You talking about on the Loma Land? No.
Oh, God. I didn't think you'd bring it up again.
No, I did not.
And another one.
I think I can understand where you're coming from, but I'm going to go with you are totally wrong.
Okay.
So, no, I did not get a hint of pee from the Loma Land at all.
On you. On you. Oh my God.
All right, Frank. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Let's see. Hollywood.
Go right ahead.
Which of these.
And another one.
Would you funnel?
Ooh. I would definitely funnel the City of Sun.
City of the Sun, the Hoppy yes. Juicy IPA?
Yeah, I'd definitely do it.
Why?
It was easy to go down my throat.
There we go.
And another one.
All right.
So. All right, so you got one more question to ask, and then you're out.
Hit up Key.
All right.
Get it, Sean.
Key.
Sean's the wild card.
Sean gets the wild cards? All right.
Ooh.
All right, so what you got for me, big man? No, take your time. That's great.
I got an easy one for you.
Okay, what you got for me? What?
Would you drink Blazing Willow?
What happened?
With your pants up or your pants down?
What was the question?
Would you drink Blazing World with your pants up or your pants down?
Okay, so Blazing World with my pants up or down.
And why?
Oh, that's easy. Well, one, I would definitely would have to drink this with my pants down. And then right at the end of drinking it, I'm going to pull them up. And then right before I throw it away, I'm dropping it back down. You know why? Because it goes nice going up, down, and another one. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Frank.
Hi.
Out of all three of these bears.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to funnel rectally?
Ooh.
But wait. I have to finish it.
Finish it, please.
In order to save the planet.
To save the planet.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to just randomly for fun put hoses in your butt without a good cause.
No.
So saving the planet is a great cause.
I'm going to go for the Black House because it would be similar to a coffee enema.
Holler. Yeah. Waking up with Folgers in your butt. Nice. All right, so.
Do I still have one?
You have one left. He's out and I got one left.
Hey, Sean.
Great.
Get it. And another one.
Which one did you pour in your lap?
The last one. I don't remember the name.
That everyone was talking about pee?
Well, not everyone was talking about pee.
Yeah.
But is that why?
I spilled it right on my wiener.
Okay.
And Miss Sally helped me rub it out.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Chris. We tried to get Chris to join, but he's a watcher.
Not a doer. All right, so I'm going to give Frank a very lovely lesson in being around a bunch of black people. Because Frank literally said not everyone at the table talking about pee. We're all guilty by association. question, Frank. First rule about being black.
Hello? White power?
Nah, that shit don't, as long as you say it.
White privilege, my friends. White privilege.
I get to say that.
You know what? If I could use that card, I'd say it too.
Yeah. I'll be able to get pulled up.
True.
I got him to finally laugh. I got Frank to do it finally. It's hard to get this fucker to laugh.
True.
All right, so.
You ain't funny.
Yeah. Well, now, everybody say goodbye to Frank.
Laugh at that, bitch.
It's been fun.
All right. So here we go. This question is for you, Sean.
God damn it.
I got you. Here we go.
Sorry. How's it going?
Out of all these beers, which one of these was your least favorite? And when you tell me your least favorite, this beer, here's the fucked up part. This is the beer that you're going to give someone on their deathbed, but if you give them the beer, you're going to kill them. So which one is it?
Well, they're already on their deathbed. I don't know, I care about
but
them.
They could live a little bit longer, but not you're going to be, deathbed. But you're the reason they die.
So why don't I just not give them the beer?
But you have to pick one that you didn't like. So out of understand. All these beers.
It seems like a lose-lose for me.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah, so, okay, so which one did you not like?
I'm going to need your help with this one because I can't remember names for shit. It's not just beer. It's in general.
Black House.
Was that the one
the
that...
The coffee.
The one that you visibly saw me was like, Oh, wait, no, okay. I remember it wasn't an IPA, but it tasted like an IPA.
Amber.
Yeah. Okay, Blazing World, that is it. And they're going to go down in a and Blazing World. And then I'm going to light their bed on fire.
You light their bed on fire.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right,
yeah,
guys.
Definitely.
We're going to get out of here. We want to thank everybody for being on the show. Hollywood, we appreciate you.
Just
one more time, how can they get a hold of you since they hate you so much?
At Twitter, 4RayBusa.
4RayP?
4RayP. Hey, nah, 4. And then RayBusa at Twitter. Also Periscope, and then the Instagram is Hollywood.
That's it, just like that. That's they just
Hollywood.
Say it.
Hollywood? Yeah, Hollywood. It's like the 4 O's.
Okay, so there's 4 O's in that, so we're good. O's. So
you'll see a kind of guy with a hat, this hat.
Okay, that hat. Just yeah, that. It says Yam.
It says yam.
I love yams. No, it just says yams. All right. Frank.
I
thought it was saying may I. But okay.
Actually, it does say may I.
Yeah.
It's like
well, yeah. Because I thought
may,
it was
may I.
From left to right.
Yeah. May I.
My Y.
But usually when you left to right.
He's part of the May Y money team.
Wow.
I guess.
Frank.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Vegas Strong.
Vegas Strong. Yeah.
We have a website.
Yes,
and
we
if
do.
If they want to just look at all of our social media, contact us. Whatever it is that they're like, I hate these guys and I want to write an angry letter to them, where can they go?
OBSbeers.com.
Guys, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
What is it?
Don't you know the outro?
Yeah, what's your beer story?
No, but everybody at the same time.
Oh, I didn't know the same time.
No, it's cool. We're just going to get out of here, guys. We'll work on him, and hopefully in the next show he'll be better.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Thanks for watching. Peace.
Wait.
Are we on the podcast or are we recording?
Oh, you wanted me to record?
No, are we recording?
Oh, shit. You didn't record this.
You didn't record this?
What? What is
you dumbass.
Dumbass.
What?
Wait.
It's all over again.
No, we ain't.
No,
we that's all I had.
Oh, damn.
Two more for the road.
OBSbeers.com.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.